As part of the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading in uncertain times, Josh Hewitts, is that you on the phone?
Hey, it is. Good morning.
Yeah, Josh, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Yep. Thanks for having me on. How are you guys?
We're doing all right.
Good.
As always, we're always doing right. All right.
Oh, you guys, yeah. You're always good.
even if we're not good, we're going to say we're good. So.
That's right.
Okay. If you get, and I don't know if you've had this discussion with people or not, but if we reopen, how do you envision the reopening is going to happen?
Well, I think the first thing that everyone needs to realize, and this is what we've been talking about with our, I've been talking to the judges and some of our department heads and elected officials, that Clinton County, or as far as the courthouse is concerned, and county government, we'll reopen when we're ready and when we're prepared to take the precautions that we see fit. To have folks come back into the courthouse and be interacting with each other. So that's the first thing we want to stress, is that, you know, just because the governor says it's going to be, you know, May the 10th or May the 4th or whatever he decides, doesn't necessarily mean that we'll be ready yet. So we're taking the steps right now to get ready to make it a safe environment.
Do you have a contingency plan in place in case we open and we have to go back because everybody gets a little silly and doesn't follow some rules necessarily?
Yeah, I think, you know, that should be fairly easy, you would think. Since we've already accomplished that, it should be an easy transition back to that. Is it going to be popular? Probably not. You know, we do have the template in place. We've done it, and we know what to do. So, yeah.
Josh, have you seen? As most people been able to? Are you pretty happy with what? You know, not seeing too many people out and people trying to be responsible.
Yes, I am. You know, a lot of folks are taking this serious and taking the precautions. Kind of self-governing, so to speak. Everybody's done a good job. I've been very pleased, you know, and I think it reflects in our numbers here, you know. So yeah, I'm proud of that.
After government, do you sense an area that you're going to try and reopen after that?
Well, I think small businesses need to be able to reopen as quickly as possible. Because they're the ones that are hurting, you know, the most. The folks that cut hair, and the folks that, you know, are dependent on that ability to operate the restaurants and things like that. So I think that would be, if it were up to me, that would be the focus, is to get those small businesses open as quickly as possible. There's a lot of folks dependent on those businesses, and the businesses are dependent on us being able to be consumers of theirs.
Do you think there's going to be any kind of special things that go along with this? I don't know if there's anything like an extra, I hate to say the word curfew, that's a bad word, don't even think I even said that. But anything extra, like something like that maybe, or something on that vein that might be included in some of these reopen orders?
You know, it's certainly a possibility. I haven't heard anything like that, that's, you know, hey, we're all just kind of waiting to see what the governor's going to say. And hopefully he says something before Friday so that people can prepare. You know, everybody's been kind of been targeting May the 4th is that, you know, the hopes were that's when we're going to reopen or get back to some sense of normalcy, which, you know, I don't know that we'll ever get back to what we would consider to be normal. But,
true.
You know, that's kind of been the artificial date or, you know, that's been being kicked around. So, hopefully he'll say something here in the next couple of days. That way people can prepare.
How long do you think we need to judge other places that are reopening? You know, a week, 2 weeks, month, or whatever. How long do you think we'd need to look at those things before we decide to do certain things?
Well, it's difficult because, you know, what we're doing right now appears to be working. You know, the curve is not necessarily flattening. You know, if you look at the numbers for Indiana, it's still going up, but I have to think that we've, you know, at least slowed the increase some. And I'd hate to see that, you know, at reverse. So it's frustrating when you're sitting in my shoes, or, you know, I guess for all of us really, is that there doesn't seem to be a lot of testing going on. And I'm not really sure why that is.
I think that's the problem right there everybody's having. If we're not going to test people, not have tests available, not going to have certain things available, how bad is this really? That's been my question from day one.
Right. And, you know, when we first started this, we had daily EOC, Emergency Operations Center, call-ins, and we had, you know, mayor, myself, all the department heads, and Board of Health, and Dr. Darn. And anyway, one of the things we discussed yesterday was that, and EMS Director Greg Miller pointed out, is that, you know, right now it looks like for every six people that are tested, one of them is positive.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just on our call, you know, he made a good point, which two of us have it, you know? And so that really kind of put it back into perspective for me that the lack of testing is really causing us difficulty in determining when we can open things, when things will be safe again. And if I had my number one complaint, if I get to complain, I don't know if I get to or not, but I wish we had more testing.
See, to me, and I just said this, the lack of testing and the lack of available masks, if we have to wear them after this is reopened, bothers the heck out of me, and to me there is no excuses why this hasn't improved.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's just not.
I would agree that the testing is extremely frustrating. The masks, I know that they're becoming more and more available as places are starting to ramp up production. I know I spoke with, it seems that a lot of our department heads have been very proactive in searching out sources for masks. So we've been able to purchase masks fairly regularly, as far as government's concerned.
But right.
I would encourage any small business and any of the businesses around here to start making preparations and making sure that they have the PPE that they feel is going to be necessary. They need to purchase the masks and things like that. They shouldn't, they're not going to be able to rely on the county government or the city government or EMA to provide those for all the businesses. They're going to need to, even though we would like to, but unfortunately the situation we're living in right now, they need to make preparations themselves. So, and they're used to that. I mean, let's face it, they're all entrepreneurs. They're all, you know, self-starters, self-motivated. I'm sure they're already way ahead of any advice I could give them. So,
hey, one more question, Josh. I was thinking, you know, I went out this weekend and went to Walmart and got some groceries and stuff, and we see, you know, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of cars. They've got one way in, one way out. Same thing at, like, Dollar General or even Family Dollar. What's the difference between Walmart and, like, why can't we open up the courthouse? You guys have sheriffs and police. You could enforce, you know, a lot better than Walmart could, I would think.
Right. That's a great question. I think the problem at the courthouse with some of the offices was not necessarily the work, people working around each other, but the face-to-face contact they have with the public. We weren't prepared to have, the, you know, a lot of these places you've seen plexiglass go up, Walmart or Schultz.
Right.
Those are prime examples. And we have ordered plexiglass, and we're getting ready. We want to be open as quickly as possible, but I just wanted to caution folks that it may not happen next Monday. It may be middle of the week or even later. But, what's the difference? That would be the only difference I could think of, Kevin.
Okay.
That's a good point. I mean, if Walmart can be open, why aren't the rest of these places open? So,
right.
Josh, we certainly appreciate your time.
Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate you having me on here, and I appreciate you guys doing this every day. I think it's a good thing for our community, and thank you guys for the work that you do.
Okay.
I appreciate it greatly.
All right. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.